A motorcade believed to be carrying U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff left the Kremlin on Wednesday. President Trump says Witkoff had a highly productive meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Trump added that great progress was made. Afterwards, I updated some of our European allies. Everyone agrees this war must come to a close. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was on the call with Trump and European allies as well on Wednesday. According to Zelensky, Putin is more open to peace talks after Wednesday's meeting with Witkoff.
We discussed what was said in Moscow. It appears that Russia is now more inclined to consider a ceasefire. The pressure on them is working.
Russia's foreign policy advisor says the meeting lasted 3 hours.
When it comes to its topics, first of all, it was the Ukraine crisis. And the second topic was possible development of strategic cooperation between the U.S. and Russia.
Trump is now open to meet with Putin to discuss possible peace solutions. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt tells NTD's sister media, The Epoch Times, that the Russians expressed their desire to meet with President Trump, and the president is open to meeting with both President Putin and President Zelensky. President Trump wants this brutal war to end. The developments come just 2 days before a deadline for Russia to strike a peace deal with Ukraine. Trump says he'll increase economic pressure on Moscow if no deal is reached by Friday.